Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. I got Fancy Brian in the Shaw. I got Evan here with me in the world headquarters, Devil Radio, University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin. And I got all you listening on your respective affiliates all around the nation. KGOE on the leftist coast, KTNF up in Minneapolis. Welcome AM 950 listeners. We got WCPT in Chicago. We got people listening on the Progressive Voices app. And of course, the Shaw Devil Radio, WADR, right in Janesville, Wisconsin. Welcome to everybody, you know, with a few minor exceptions. But everybody, welcome to the big show. And it will be a big show. And I've got a late booking, and I apologize to anyone that, you know, kind of got double tagged today with the push messaging. Because I had a late addition to the lineup. He is the Democratic Party Chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, joining us at 5:30 in the happy hour today. Yeah, I see your look, Fancy Brian. Yes, a recent ask and a immediate acceptance. You know, that's the right answer, Ben. So Ben joins us in the happy hour. Also, I got a fine guest, Batman, coming in studio next hour. Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But our pal CJ, you better be listening, CJ, right now, because we're leading Ukraine. Vladimir Zelensky spoke to, what, a joint session of the Congress, the Senate. Everybody was there. At least I think everybody was there. I know Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. Didn't clap much. Not very excited. You know, like she's Putin sympathetic or something. But I think we need to start with the Zelensky and the immediate reaction thereafter by the President of the United States. I did not watch this live. I have heard much of the sound subsequently. A few thoughts. CNN reporting six takeaways from Zelensky's address to Congress and Biden's response. Here are a few of them. A war-weary Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, speaking from his office in Kiev, called on the United States to do more to protect his country and people in a dramatic address to American lawmakers Wednesday. Now, my understanding, Fancy Brian, this address in the video brought some of those lawmakers to tears.
If they understand the reality of it or have any empathy or even, I don't know, what's the word, a soul. Yeah, I could see that.
It's being described here as an extraordinary appeal to the world's largest military and financial power. At a critical moment, Russian forces are intensifying their assault on Ukraine, including its capital, and the future of the conflict could depend on rushing additional American aid to Ukraine's beleaguered troops. Zelensky, wearing stubble in an army green t-shirt, I suspect, Fancy, I suspect that's how Dom will show up for the show today.
I might myself. I almost did.
Wearing stubble in an army green t-shirt, was speaking on as his team is working to negotiate an end to the violence with Russia. Talks that haven't yet produced peace, but which have shown recent signs of progress. Now, as an aside, I understand part of the ask from Russia is forevermore Ukraine's got to, what, remain neutral. And so far, that's been a hindrance to progress, let's just say. Zelensky's speech had an audience well beyond the congressional auditorium, where senators and representatives have been largely united in wanting to do more for Ukraine. It was also aimed squarely at the White House, where President Joe Biden unveiled new assistance later Wednesday. Of course, that's today, folks. Speaking directly to the president in English, Zelensky said, as his speech concluded, being the leader of the world means being the leader of peace. And when it was his time to speak, Biden thanked Zelensky for his speech, calling it convincing and significant as an address. Well, let's play some of the sound. Fancy Brian, going to need your help. Going to the rundown here. Let's start with Zelensky, just a taste. There was an interpreter for most of the speech. It was being interpreted in real time. So understand, the female voice, I believe the interpreter will hear, is as Congress heard it. So bear with. Cut number 30, Vladimir Zelensky, the joint address to Congress. Here's his message to Biden, cut 30.
The President Biden, you are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Pretty strong stuff. A very direct appeal. He made specific references to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and said, the American people, you have point of reference here. Every day for us is 9/11. Every day is Pearl Harbor. Skipping ahead, more from Zelensky. Cut number 32, please, Brian.
Remember Pearl Harbor, terrible morning of December 7, 1941, when your sky was black from the planes attacking you.
Yeah, you got to know your audience. I mean, he was speaking directly to the memories, the history of the United States of America. Those assembled certainly know what happened on 9/11. Fancy Brian, the one we skipped, cut number 31, Vladimir Zelensky in his joint address. Play it for the people.
It threw tanks and planes against our freedom, against our right to live freely in our own country, choosing our own future.
I don't recall in history where an embattled president under siege calling, you know what, zooming in from his office, giving a speech to a joint session of Congress. Just the setting and the fact that technology allows this to happen in real time. We can see visually, we can see Zelensky. Everyone could see him. And he did play a video. Now, I was listening to some of the speech live this morning on Stephanie Miller, right here on the Devil Radio Network in Madison. One more from Zelensky, and then perhaps a little bit of the response from President Joe Biden in the joint address. What about a no-fly zone? Is that too much to ask? Cut 33, please.
Is this a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people? Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone, something that Ukraine, that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities.
We've heard the reluctance on behalf of the Biden administration to arm Zelensky and the Ukrainians with MiGs. That could be perceived as what? Sort of a direct conflict, an upping of the ante. And we don't want to get pulled into an active war, or at least I don't think we want to get pulled into an active war. So there has been a reluctance. But this proposal that we just heard through the interpreter from Zelensky was something of a compromise. What about strategic missiles? What about, you know, air defense missiles? How about that, United States? Can we at least stop the Russian planes from bombing my people if you're not willing to, you know, give us the MiGs or whatever? Give us the air defense missiles. That was the compromise being offered. Now, the president, in anticipation of this speech, had military aid ready for the Ukrainians. And there was a big announcement from the White House today after that speech. Let's play some of Biden. Well, there's a little bit of time here, Fancy Brian. Let's at least get Biden started. Cut number 10, the president.
An additional $800 million in assistance. That brings the total of new U.S. security assistance to Ukraine to $1 billion just this week.
$1 billion a week. to arm the Ukrainians. More from President Joe Biden on Zelensky. He is an inspiration. Cut a lot.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only the Ukrainians, but the entire world.
And according to Biden, this was a significant speech. Cut 12, please.
I listened to it in the private residence, and he was convincing and significant speech.
Now, Biden did acknowledge the assembled members of Congress here as well. Cut 13, please.
I listened to these are direct transfers of equipment from our Department of Defense to the Ukrainian military to help them as they fight against this invasion. And I thank the Congress for appropriating these funds.
And one more, while there's time, Fancy, cut 14, his response to Zelensky's request.
At the request of President Zelensky, we have identified and are helping Ukraine acquire additional longer-range anti-aircraft systems and the munitions for those systems.
I guess there's a little more time than I anticipated. Fancy Brian, since you're so efficient, play cut 16.
Yesterday, we saw reports that Russian forces were holding hundreds of doctors and patients hostage in the largest hospital in Mariupol.
Let's sneak in 17.
It'll include 7,000 small arms, machine guns, shotguns, grenade launchers to equip the Ukrainians, including the brave women and men who are defending their cities as civilians, and they're on the countryside as well.
Finally, President Biden on Putin, cut 18.
Putin is inflicting appalling devastation and horror on Ukraine, bombing apartment buildings, maternity wards, hospitals.
Look at you, Fancy Brian. We snuck all the sound of the President Joe Biden in from the White House today. We got, you know, a taste of the Zelensky speech, and it was historic. It was moving. Now, I'm not sure if it has moved the Biden administration, but $1 billion in aid this week for the Ukrainians. New anti-aircraft missiles apparently being shipped, and he thanked the Congress because this does not help, or pardon me, happen without bipartisan action in the Congress. So accepting Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is a uniting time for this nation, a time where we stand with the Ukrainian people. And surprisingly, I went over to Fox News, even they seem supportive of President Biden. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, the Hump Day Edition.
Please help me.
Very compassionate society, and government's role is to help people that can't help themselves or help.
We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
Will you shut up?